This is an executive summary of 1031 exchanges for LLCs and partnerships, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Most investors don't hold real estate in their own names, they hold it in LLCs, partnerships, or other entities for liability protection, management, and estate planning reasons. This entity ownership shapes how a 1031 exchange works, because the rules turn on who the taxpayer is. A single-member LLC is generally disregarded for tax purposes, so its owner is the taxpayer and the exchange is straightforward. A multi-member LLC or partnership is its own taxpayer, which creates complications, especially when the partners want to go separate ways. Understanding the entity's tax treatment and the same taxpayer requirement is essential to planning an exchange of entity-owned property correctly. This guide explains who the taxpayer is in different entities, how single-member LLCs and multi-member partnerships are treated, the same taxpayer rule, and how to plan entity exchanges to achieve the owner's goals. The foundational question for an entity exchange is who the taxpayer is, because the same taxpayer rule requires the taxpayer who sells the relinquished property to acquire the replacement. The answer depends on the entity's tax classification. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.